The major gap in the state's DNA collection process is tracking felons who never go to prison but are sentenced to probation instead. The law says they're supposed to go to the county sheriff's office as soon as they're sentenced and submit the sample, but apparently that didn't happen with many felons in the first 2 years after the law was passed in 2000. Dane County Sheriff Dave Mahoney says his department has now contacted over 300 such felons.
The vast majority have been in contact with our staff and actually have an appointment scheduled to come in, have the sample taken. We can process it, and then we get it sent into the crime lab, and it's been working very well for the past week.
Mahoney says helping the state crime lab gather the samples doesn't cost his department anything. But he says if a bill pending in the state legislature passes, it could mean a lot more work for sheriffs. The bill would require that anyone booked into a county jail submit a DNA sample even before they've been tried.
I think if we did collect it from everybody that's booked into the Dane County Jail, which averages about 16,000 bookings a year, I would venture to guess that there would be a significant impact on the sheriff's office.
The Department of Justice says it costs about $34 per sample to produce a DNA profile at the crime lab, and the state pays the sheriffs $20 per sample for collection. According to the Department of Corrections, offenders are charged a $250 fee to cover the cost of processing their samples. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.